The Magellan, July-September 2015, Skating on Thin Ice by David Ahern. Hardly a day goes by without a media report of a person affected by crystal methamphetamine being in court on a serious criminal charge. It is the drug of choice for many young people, but it's also a drug that has some serious side effects. So concerned by the impact of crystal methamphetamine on communities, the Australian government has established a national task force to look into the issue and to provide feedback on ways of combating its use and spread. The task force will provide an interim report to government on a national ICE action strategy this year. Julie Ray, Head of Information and Research at the Australian Drug Foundation, said anecdotal evidence showed that around 2.1% of the population in Australia was using crystal methamphetamine, or ICE as it is sometimes called. "It has an adverse effect on some people's behaviour," said Ms. Ray. "Many users are people who have progressed from other drugs. It is a stimulant that gets their heart racing and provides a feeling of euphoria. They feel invincible. Not all users become violent, but crystal methamphetamine tends to heighten behavioural tendencies that may have already been present in an individual. They can become erratic and unstable. It's a big problem for police and AMBOs who are dealing with this on the street," she said. Former Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police Ken Lay is heading the National Task Force into the problem of crystal methamphetamine. Speaking on the ABC's Radio AM program, he said, "It's a drug problem, the worst I have seen in 40 years of policing. We see about 200,000 people a year using ICE. We've seen our health system is under enormous stress. We've seen law enforcement under enormous stress and costing our community billions and billions of dollars. We need to look at ways of doing things differently. So I suspect the answers are in the community rather than with government. So this consultation process is going to be enormously important to hear those stories. We need to look at the health aspects of it. We need to look at the education aspects of it. We need to look at the support we put around families, the support we put around users," said Mr. Lay. Peter, not his real name, said he became an ICE user for a period in his late 20s after being hooked on opiates, including heroin, for some years. "While many people smoke meth," Peter injected, "I probably used it for about 6 months. It then became a daily thing for about a year and a half. I'd inject as many as 3 or 4 times a day. I could have days off it, but it was pretty much available if you wanted it," said Peter, who has spent long periods in drug rehabilitation programs in Victoria and Queensland. "It gives you a lot of energy when you're feeling tired or run down. It really boosts you. The main thing is that it keeps you awake and alert. There'd be times I'd be awake for 4 or 5 days at a time. ICE is cheaper than some other drugs, cocaine and heroin, which is one reason I got onto it. Another reason for using meth," said Peter, "was to ease his anxiety, a condition he had had since he was a teenager. Immediately after you use it, it helps, but over time it makes the anxiety a whole lot worse. It was not a very pleasant time of my life," he said. Peter said while heroin had been a bigger problem for him, crystal methamphetamine didn't help. "Coming through the whole drug thing was a powerful lesson. I think I learned a lot of patience and willpower. I'm grateful for not having that demon now. Having regular work in recent months and a loving and supportive family has helped Peter get through the tough periods, but he knows addictions are with you for life. It's not that long ago since I was still using. It's hard to believe I've come this far. It's better to have money coming in, not just going out spending on drugs." The Australian Drug Foundation's Julie Ray said people using crystal methamphetamine and other drugs for a variety of reasons, stress, depression, unemployment, loneliness, a raft of things, she said. "A number of strategies for families are available about the dangers of drug use. It's important to talk and understand these things," she said. "People are dreaming if they think society will ever get rid of the problem. So the question is, how can we work with young people to ensure they make right decisions and that they have safe, happy lives? If your 16-year-old is going to a party, you can start a conversation with them, much like you would about sex. You could ask them what they could do if someone offers them a drink or a pill. Work out the answers before they go to the party to avoid embarrassment and any peer group pressure. A strong family background is important, as is the power of one. If a young person thinks they have someone to talk to, like a big brother or sister, it's going to be helpful. They'll feel safer if they're not alone. As a parent, it's important to be informed, to be a good role model, and to set expectations for your children. Having a spiritual belief, said Miss Ray, was also beneficial. By this I don't mean people have to just believe in God, but having a spiritual side, a belief in yourself. A positive school environment and keeping teenagers in school for long as possible is a good idea because they need structure in their lives. The Australian Drug Foundation believes illicit drug use is also becoming more prevalent among older people, including the lonely, isolated and unemployed. This is where communities can play a role in assisting vulnerable people. But the question is, how do we embrace them, said Miss Ray. It's an issue for people who have experienced trauma. After the Victorian bushfires in 2009 and recent floods in New South Wales, people were being arrested for drunken and violent behaviour. The trauma can take a while to manifest itself, but that's where community support is important, keeping an eye on your friends and neighbours to make sure they are okay. The Australian Drug Foundation manages the Community Engagement and Action Program in New South Wales, which oversees the coordination and operation of Community Drug Action Teams, or CDATs, groups of people who work together to reduce alcohol and harmful drugs in their local communities. Another initiative is the Good Sports Program, the aim of which is to make community sporting clubs healthier, safer and more family-friendly by introducing practices and policies that create a culture of responsible drinking. The ADF says the changes aim to put the emphasis back on people and sport rather than alcohol. Participation is voluntary and clubs can progress through the program at their own pace. For further information about these and other drug programs, visit the Australian Drug Foundation website www.adf.org.au or the New Zealand Drug Foundation at www.drugfoundation.org.nz. Please subscribe to the Magellan at www.magellan.org.au.